jumping into your education, school was there?
In Patterson. Central High School, sometimes called Eastside High School. Remember seeing the movie Lean on Me? They were out of hand, and an African-American principal had to come in. Yes, Morgan Freeman came in to settle down to school, and that was my high school. When I went there, though, it was a different environment, different time. My principal wore a celluloid collar. I could remember him every day dressing in that celluloid collar and tie. So it was a little more reserved.
In high school, were you an athlete? Were you a member of clubs?
Can I lie now? No, I wasn't an athlete, but I was 6'1", 6'1 and a half. I'm now below 6 foot, believe it or not. And so the coach always wanted me to play center on the basketball team. Oh, Bernstein, you need to go out for center. You need to go out for center. You're wasting your time here. And I said, I can't play. I said, well, come on out anyway. So one time, he saw me, and that was the end of it. I went back to being center for the B'nai B'rith boys basketball team.
You would have graduated from high school.
1950.
That was the beginning of the Korean War.
Yeah, well, let me go back a minute if I could. Of my pre-bar mitzvah year, it was 1945, my brother went into the service. He was already 26. He worked in a war plant and had some physical things that kept him from the Army. And he wanted to go to the Army very bad. All his friends were in the Army. We lived in a non-Jewish neighborhood, and he was a six-foot guy, too. People would see a big, strapping guy, and they'd say, why wasn't that Jew in the Army? My son's over there serving to save those Jews, and here he is, a slacker. So my brother went and had surgery on hernia, tried to get in and couldn't get in. He tried the Navy, and he tried the Air Force, and he was colorblind as can be, which I am also. He finally was able to get into the Army. He was in the Army but 6 months, and Battle of the Bulge came. During the Battle of the Bulge, he was a replacement. They didn't know anything. In New Jersey, at Fort Dix, they gave them all sharpshooter medals, little medals, but he couldn't shoot a gun. In our home, you didn't have a gun. The only guns I ever had were wooden clothespins. I used to make guns out of wooden clothespins. And then when my mother came in, I may believe they were walking horses, but they were my guns as well. But we had no guns. And anyway, my brother was killed in the Battle of the Bulge, a young guy. That was January 15th, in the middle of that winter of the Bulge, when our guys were snowed in, iced in, couldn't leave, surrounded by the German army. I have letters from him, actually the day before, telling my mom, don't worry, it's okay here, and it's warmer than they say it is. And meanwhile, he'd write my sister, and he would tell how their feet were frozen, you know, how many guys got frozen feet, lost their feet during that battle. Anyway, a telegram came. My grandmother lived with us in her later years. She got the telegram. My mother and my father were working around the corner in the store. She had to call my mom to come home and get this telegram that said that my brother was missing in action. Usually the first telegram you got, missing in action. And you can imagine what happens in a home when that happens to the oldest son. My dad had been waiting for him to come home from the Army to build his grocery store into a stop-and-shop market with all the new equipment that was there for groceries. Anyway, it didn't happen. It took a couple of weeks, it seems to me, that we were just worried to death. My grandmother spoke mainly Yiddish. The Yiddish I know today is from playing cards with her. She'd never let me play cards in any language but Yiddish. My grandmother's home, a telegram comes. She thought it said they found my brother Paul. So my mother ran home and read the telegram, and it said he was killed in action. And so that was a breakup for our family. My mother took it very hard. My dad took it extremely hard. Could never sit down to a holiday meal, to any Yuntiv meal, without crying for his son. 3 months later was my bar mitzvah. You know, no family would be in shape to have a bar mitzvah when something like that happened. I was bar mitzvahed, but it was a quiet bar mitzvah. Some relatives there, I remember. And we gave out Hershey bars. I remember that. My brother was buried in Belgium. the largest cemetery in Belgium, but was the first Jewish soldier to come back. I believe that's true, because my folks didn't want him buried in some foreign country and wanted a Jewish funeral for him. The Jewish war veterans in those days would hold a funeral, military funeral, for those who came back. And my brother is buried in our family plot in New Jersey today. I tell that story because I imagine a lot of what I am today comes from that experience of what went on in my home during those next few years. That summer, a young rabbi came to run our Hebrew school, an Orthodox rabbi, saw, I guess, the kind of shape I was in, and gave me a scholarship. I know it wasn't for my Hebrew, but he gave me a scholarship. And I went to a camp for a short time in the Catskill Mountains in New York. It was an Orthodox camp. Torah Vadas Yeshiva ran the camp. I lived in this Italian neighborhood. Although I went to Hebrew school and I had lots of Jewish friends, I did not know Orthodox Jews to that degree. And my grandfather was an Orthodox Jew, but modern Orthodox. Anyway, there were kids when I got off at that camp there with long payas and their hair and wearing black, and most of them wearing, well, they all wore tzitzes, the fringes, and they were out playing baseball. I played pretty good baseball. I was a catcher. But these guys are going to be easy for me. I went out, and they were great ball players, every one of them. But if their kippah fell off their head while they're running to first base, they stopped. Went back, pick up the kippah, and then go on to first base. That was an interesting short period of time for me. But I learned a lot about Judaism there and about different form of Judaism. And it was a wonderful experience. There's a young man who was a young rabbi, I guess, in school. That was my counselor, and he was a great athlete. And so I kind of realized that people are people no matter what they're looking for. So it was a great experience.